Thank you and good morning. The Board of Supervisors will issue a proclamation today in honor of former Sheriff's Deputy Rick Schlesinger, who passed away on September 7th and who was a 20-year member of the Sheriff's Office. Schlesinger began his career as a Sheriff's Deputy in 1991 in Siskiyou County before he returned to Humboldt in 1995. He served in several positions, including patrol, as a bailiff, and a detective over the course of his career, and in 2005 was appointed as a permanent homicide investigator. The supervisors will also hear a presentation from the Medical Marijuana Ad Hoc Committee regarding changes and updates to the County Medical Marijuana Ordinance. Language changes, land use adjustments, and references to the environmental impacts of cannabis cultivation in the county will be included in the report, as well as language regarding illegal water diversion and illegal land use and grading at grow sites. The board will also allocate an additional $10,000 to the county library as it works to upgrade its broadband and enhance Wi-Fi capabilities at the facility. Jordan Christmas has some numbers from this year's county fair.
The Humboldt County Fair ended in August, and new numbers released by the president of the fair's board of directors, David Mone, indicate that the fair experienced increased success. Preliminary counts show that general attendance was up 17%, and admissions and concessions all increased as well. Sponsorship totals increased over 20% from the year prior, and funds from the annual junior livestock auction went up 13%, with the event raising nearly $495,000. Mone called the results a great success, and in a statement, he thanked the many individuals who volunteered and helped behind the scenes for contributing to the fair.
Thank you, Jordan. Humboldt State University announced on Monday that it has suspended the fraternity Chi Phi following the discovery of a video that allegedly depicts members engaging in suspected hazing and alcohol use, two activities banned by the university. Citing violations of the students' code of conduct, the fraternity will not be allowed to recruit new members or use campus services available for recognized student activities. HSU has notified the fraternity's national organization, and the local chapter and its members could face disciplinary action ranging from warnings to expulsion. The city of Arcata has banned the use of styrofoam, and beginning on October 1st, the styrofoam ordinance goes into effect. From that date forward, no business in the city can sell food or drink in containers made of polystyrene. The city cites the harmful effects of decaying styrofoam on fish, birds, and mammals. Arcata also opened the Forest Avenue extension on Monday, a road extension that engineering director Dobie Klass said is the last major road we will see constructed in Arcata for the foreseeable future. Arcata will also be honored by the White House this week as Mayor Mark Wheatley and Recreation Division Manager Heather Stevens head to D.C. to take part in First Lady Michelle Obama's celebration of her Let's Move exercise campaign. Arcata received 13 honors for its recreation programs targeted at children and families. You're listening to KINS North Coast News. We'll be right back after this.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. Among the slew of last-minute bills that passed through the legislature on their way to the governor's desk were three bills regarding the regulation of medical marijuana in the state. Two of those bills were authored by North Coast representatives, Senator Mike McGuire and Assemblymember Jim Wood. The package of bills will create a framework for the regulation of medical cannabis, and for the first time in the state's history, treat marijuana like any other agricultural product. Senator McGuire said the regulation begins at the local level and then moves to the state.
In addition, the regulations are going to be promoting local control. It will be a dual license structure, a local license as well as a state license. A state license can't be issued for a dispensary or a marijuana grow unless the local community actually accepts and adopts their own license.
In addition to regulating the medical marijuana industry, McGuire said lawmakers were also looking ahead to the possible legalization of personal cultivation, possession, and use of marijuana.
This legislation is only going to be focused on medical marijuana. It does not take a stand on recreational marijuana. There is expected to be 2 to 4 legalization initiatives moving forward in November of 2016. But here's why we need this legislation now. It sets the regulatory framework in place. It establishes a minimum set of standards that these initiatives are going to have to meet.
The new regulatory program will be funded by local and state regulatory and licensing fees. And that's the news on this Tuesday morning. For KINS News and Information, I'm Dan Squire.